There has been an unexpectedly negative reaction to a proposal by the Education Ministry to offer voluntary classes in Romani, the language of the country's 300,000 Roma, or Gypsies, in Czech schools. A Facebook campaign against the proposal has already attracted over 85,000 supporters, although the authorities appear undeterred. Rob Cameron has more.
Sarsal, how are you?
Sarsal, mm-hmm. How are you? Mm-hmm. And the answer?
Romani teacher Helena Sadlikova teaching me some basic phrases in one of Europe's oldest languages.
I'm not well. Sartut vicines, this is not really very common, but...
Helena is not herself Romani, but she teaches the language, which belongs to the same family as Hindi and Bengali, reflecting the Roma's origins in India, to students at Prague's Charles University. She was involved in a recent survey of more than 1,000 Romani schoolchildren, a survey that showed that only around 30% of them were fluent in the language. So Helena Salikova supports the proposal by the Education Ministry to make Romani lessons a voluntary part of the Czech school curriculum, but says it's also important to realise that there may be resistance among Roma parents themselves after 4 decades of official repression under the communists.
Parents were for 40 years actually told by the teachers themselves or the social workers not to use the language, and they actually accepted the idea that Romani is a barrier for a good education or actually even acquiring good Czech. So if you now come to the parents and try to persuade them, let's try to teach Romani to your kids, you're actually totally reversing the position that they have taken up and that they have so far seen from the representatives of the education system or whatever.
The Education Ministry not only wants schools with large numbers of Roma pupils to be able to study their own language, it also thinks some non-Roma pupils might be interested as well. So they were unprepared for the huge response to a Facebook page called Petition Against Teaching of Romani in Czech Schools, which has so far attracted 85,000 fans. Education Ministry spokesman Tomáš Bolška says the campaign is proof of the need for more multicultural education, not less.
Well, it's a sensitive topic in general, and the only thing that we can do on behalf of the Education Ministry is to introduce more integrated forms of education that would put both sides together and hopefully explain and declare that there is no need to fight, there's just need to speak. And what else can help than language? So, well, as I said, it's just offered for certain localities. There will be courses. We are just in the beginning, the introduction of this Roma language, but it doesn't mean that we are afraid of it and that we are afraid of some groups of people who are against it. We have to educate. That's our mission.
The Education Ministry has repeatedly stressed the courses will be voluntary. It'll be up to the schools to offer them, and only if parents, teachers and children are interested. That message seems not to have got through, with reports of some parents already contacting schools in protest, and that Facebook campaign likely to exceed 100,000 supporters.
Rob Cameron there, to those of you who may just be